Hello, hello. How's it going, Mr. Carrot Savings?
I'm being seeded right now. It's raining today, so we're growing pretty well.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's raining here in New York as well. So let everyone's seeds grow.
Nice. Have you actually ever seen carrot seeds?
Yes. I actually used to grow carrots as a kid. I had like my own little garden at my house, and I was just obsessed with tending it every morning, you know, pulling weeds and checking it before school and seeing what would grow. Unfortunately, a lot of the produce that we actually, you know, grew ourselves was eaten by deer or squirrels or like whatever little rascal animals would be hanging around. So, I mean, yeah. The carrots, we did get to keep them because we don't have bunnies in California, apparently. How about you?
Well, believe it or not, today I gathered at least 5 or 6 carrots from the garden. So I'm not even joking.
Whoa, wait, okay. Are these real carrots or are these like...
No, actual carrots that I already ate. So, yeah.
All right, then. Well, that's pretty cool. How long do you let them get?
Oh, like 3 months now or four. Maybe 6 months since I seeded them. But yeah, that's there are enough people. So we kickstart.
Yeah, we can go ahead and kickstart it. I see that we have Jake in the audience, and we have Dragon Monk, like, and Azoria Labs. Got the whole Juno crew up in here. So, I guess like we can, you know, let people filter in for like 1 or 2 more minutes. We'll see who ends up joining, and then we can talk about carrot savings. We can talk about abstract MiFi, and also just non-custodial applications and bringing better DeFi to the interchain, and bringing better opportunities to the users and letting them remain in full control of all of their DeFi applications and their DeFi strategies while still getting access to everything interchain. Sounds good?
Yep.
Yeah, and joining us here today, we also have Ani, who will be probably asking some good questions on, you know, carrot savings and abstracts, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Hello.
Oh, and we got Coin Landing Page from Neutron. Let's go. Bring all of the generalized coin landing or generalized smart contract chains up in here.
Should we get started?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's abstract Twitter space. We'll be talking about carrot savings and USDC yield farming, and as I mentioned, abstract MiFi, general DeFi, and so on. So let's get started with, let's say, the simplest question. How would you, like, this can, I think, guys can take it. How would you define carrot savings? What is it? Who should use it, and why?
I'll just answer because the carrot is me. I'm the carrot. So the carrot app is pretty much an application that helps people earn yield on their stable coins. So the TLDR is just earn yield on your stablecoins. But of course, there are so many apps and so many decentralized applications that do this. But what is brought here, what is new here, is that there are new things in the Carrot app that are possible because they have been developed with a framework that allows these kind of things to be developed. So, okay. So in essence, the Carrot app is just some app that you go to some Play Store, like an Apple Store or Play Store, where you just download this, install it. But the technical, like most people who are listening, I guess, are more technical. So the technicality here is that you actually own your smart contract. Like, for example, Anchor Protocol allows you to earn yield, right, back on Terra. But what, like, the architecture there is that someone from Terraform Labs uploads a contract, instantiates it, and then everyone uses that contract to interact with that contract. You could earn, like, a deposit, borrow, lend on that contract. But in the Carrot app, you actually own, you are the WASM admin of your contract. You have it. So there is a publisher who is the Carrot app developer that pushes some code. That code gets reviewed by some teams. And then once it is there, any person can just go and click, download that code. And right after you download it, install it. It's not download, actually, just install. I'm just referring to mobile stuff. But once you install it, you don't have to do anything. It just gets access to your funds, make some yield, swap them, do everything that is needed based on a strategy, and then you just watch the yield grow pretty much. So this is what the Carrot does and what it is.
All right, so the important part is that this is not just, like, this is a completely Web3 product, like a completely Web3 app. There is no Web2 interaction at all. Like, we install it via an app store, which is on Web3. We install essentially the module itself.
This is actually Web4, actually. Okay, it's not. I'm joking, but it's not just Web3. That's what I wanted to say. Because Web3 in general, you interact with a contract that someone, some governance manages or some company manages. This is a different, this is something you install yourself, you fully own it. So yeah, like, I don't know, maybe it's not Web3, Web4, but maybe Web3 and a half. I don't know.
All right. Let's probably dig more deeper into that. When you say I install it, you're probably referring to the accounts part, right? So how would that look like for a normal user?
Yeah. So because the Carrot is developed with the abstract framework, we inherently get some stuff from there, right? So pretty much abstract provides a launcher. The launcher is pretty much like a Play Store. So this Play Store would be used by developers from one side and consumers on the other side. So you're now by users referring to consumers, which are just like people using the App Store. Yeah. So you'd go there, you find the products, like you find the Carrot app, then you click install. Once you install it, obviously you just sign a message there on like a Web3, like obviously just like a contract interaction, and that would install the app for you, meaning, like, technically speaking, it's just instantiating a set of contracts within your account. The account is an abstract account, which just it's just a combination of contracts that manage your funds, but also allow you to do certain things. It's an actual abstract account with two things. So it's an abstract account because the company is called Abstract Money, but it's also an abstract account as the way we call also abstract accounts, because your wallet becomes not just a regular chain account, but an actual smart contract. So that provides a lot more flexibility. But in this case, it's not just one smart contract. It's a combination of smart contracts built in a way that manages more things. Not just authentication, but also a lot of interesting things that maybe Abstract would be better at talk about.
Yeah, definitely happy to jump in here. So thanks for the intro to Carrot Savings guys and or Mr. Carrot, and also for the launcher and the Abstract accounts. So I'll start at the very very beginning, I suppose, with Abstract accounts. So Abstract accounts are a smart contract wallet that can be extended and modified with modules. And these modules, once you install them on the account, they add some additional functionality. So you can take an Abstract account, you can install a module that transforms it into an ETF per se, or you could install some modules that would transform it into an auto compounder. And at the very center of this is the Abstract account, because the app needs one place to store and manipulate the funds that are held within that account. And this, then the smart contract modules that are installed upon it just orchestrate like the movement of this liquidity and the translation of messages to be sent from that smart contract account. And this is something that you can use as a typical end user by signing in with any of your wallets or signing in with email. It doesn't matter what sign-in method that you use. You can just interact with these smart contracts, no problem. And the cool thing about Abstract apps, as Mr. Carrot mentioned, is that when you install them, you are actually creating a new account, associating it with your own, and installing those modules. But to you as a user, you're just installing an app. And where might you install this, you ask? So in the Abstract launcher, which is an interface for Abstract accounts, there is a natively integrated app store. And in this app store, you're able to discover applications that developers have published with, you know, nice screenshots and descriptions. So you'll be able to find Carrot Savings right there and be able to install it directly on your Abstract account by installing or doing a, you know, one-click transaction. And something that's pretty cool about this is that Abstract accounts, we recently announced that they are interchain. And these Abstract accounts can install and manage applications on any chain in the Cosmos ecosystem. Of course, when it's a more advanced application like Carrot Savings is, which operates on Osmosis currently, it needs to be a Cosmosm chain. So you can be on Neutron or Juno or Archway or Terra or Kujira. It doesn't matter what chain you're on, you're still able to install these applications and use them on whatever chain they're on without thinking about what chain it is. Because as a user, you really shouldn't have to worry about like the underlying tech for these applications. You should just be able to go into an interface and you like install an application and use it directly. And as Mr. Carrot mentioned, this application is fully yours. No one can control it. No one can migrate it away, rug your funds. Of course, if USDC depegs itself, shame on Noble. But that's hopefully that doesn't happen because I'm sure a lot of us would be very upset. But, you know, anyway, yeah, it's a little bit about Abstract accounts and a little bit about the launcher and what it feels like to install and use Abstract accounts.
Brilliant, brilliant. But so the way you mentioned, like at first, I think Mr. Carrot mentioned that it's Web 3.5, Web 4. It sounded very complicated, but the way you mentioned that how easy it is to install with a few clicks. I mean, it's comparable to the current Web 2 even, right? And just a thought, like because now anybody can just create an account there and give the access to swap and trade on their behalf. Is this like going to be something that is custodial, or how does it work?
Yeah, so it is like nothing in the Carrot is custodial. So in the current version, what it does is pretty much you as a user, you sign a message which instantiate a contract. That contract has the admin of yourself. So you're the only manager, owner, and everything of that contract. And then you give the contract, you give your own contract some authorization, some OFZ. That OFZ will allow the contract to manage your funds. So this is not using exactly like everything from abstract the way like it is meant to be for the accounts, because this is just a first version. We are also working on a second version already that actually removes all this OFZ. So what you do instead is you install the app. When you install the app will just go fetch the funds. It already has access to the funds that your abstract account holds, and then it can just manage them. So it won't go to your funds, your own wallet funds. It will go to your abstract account funds. So that's how, this is how this is managed. And the OFZ is now for the version one. That's the version we're soon launching with.
I see. But isn't that a little bit like if I give access to my account and let's say all my funds will is at risk? How do we protect that?
Well, for now, what you're giving the OFZ to is your own contract as well. So it's not like you're giving someone else. Nobody can just go and migrate your contracts on your behalf and then change the code and do stuff. So so long as you trust the code that you can also read because it's open source, then nothing could happen, hopefully, to your funds. But this being said, like it's a good question because even let's say you move, you put some funds and then at some point you want to manage these then in version two, this is managing your funds. How do you make sure that your funds, let's say, are safe? Well, even though you hold, so the risk here is that the code is not good, right? Like, or something, some vulnerability with the code, mm-hmm. because you own everything. But still the risk is you are not a developer, you didn't read the code. Other developers had the chance to read the code, but vulnerabilities happen and people don't find it. So the way this is being solved, or like the vision here, is that the Carrot app is not actually installed inside the account itself. So there is a main account, and that account, that abstract account, holds multiple sub-accounts. And when you install the Carrot app or whatever other app, it actually gets installed in a sub-account. And that sub-account does not have the permission, like any app installed on a sub-account does not have permissions to go and just manage funds on another sub-account or on the root account. Instead, let's say I install my Carrot in a sub-account, you don't have to know how to install a sub-account. When you just click on the launcher install, it just goes in a sub-account. And then you just fund that sub-account with funds from the UI, and then the Carrot can only access those funds. So it's not like it's gonna go in your wallet and start do some crazy stuff on your wallet. No, you put some funds, and those are the only funds that it manages. Now, when it manages them, when I say manage them, it doesn't mean it's just gonna stay in some place. It can go IBC. It can go across six hops on some IBC going to Juno and then Stargaze, hopping to do some liquidity here, there, landing and doing all some stuff based on what's defined in the contract. But only those funds that you already deposited in that sub account are at stake. So you could try it out with like $10 and then increase that. The more the time goes on and there is maturity in this thing, you can just go and increase that.
Brilliant. And is there a limit to the number of, let's say, sub-accounts that I can create?
I don't think there is a limit. Correct me if I'm wrong, abstract. But there is a limit on how much nesting you want to do. So let's say I create a sub-account. I can create a sub-sub-account. Like, sub-accounts is just like you can think of it like DAO. They have similar concept where you could create a DAO, like a sub-DAO. Here at abstract, you could also create sub-sub-DAO. So sub-sub-account. But then that's the... That's the maximum you could get. But horizontally speaking, I don't think there is a limit in sub-accounts.
So there's no limit for the number of sub-accounts. Though you did touch upon like one thing that I wanted to elaborate a little bit more on, and that's like what happens if there's a bug in Carrot Savings, and you know, what happens if there's a bug in a traditional application deployment? Well, you know, you have the application developers, they pause the contract, they upload a new one, they migrate the old one to the new one. And in that process, of course, they can rug you. And with Abstract, we have a software deployment process, and we have on-chain infrastructure to facilitate the deployment and management of deployments of on-chain applications. And with Abstract accounts, every single component of them is dynamically upgradable. And that means that when the software developer, if there is a bug in this contract and it is identified, they can publish a new version of this contract, and they can get this version verified, and then the consumers of the application can choose to upgrade their own infrastructure. And this will pull the new version from the on-chain version registry for these contracts that is a permissioned registry so that we don't have garbage, you know, contracts on there. It pulls this new version down and instantiates it on your own infrastructure, migrates it, and does a slew of on-chain checks to make sure that nothing happens to your application state, and that all dependencies are resolved and that the application continues working as expected. And this is all part of building, or the experience of building apps on Abstract, is that we want to make it as easy as possible for software developers to manage their dApp deployments and for users to manage their instances of dApps. In the future, we would consider adding an auto upgrade function that would allow for just pulling those upgrades into your app dynamically. Though for now, it is a little bit of a manual process. So back to you.
That's awesome. And I think rolling updates will be pretty cool to have for most of the applications. Garrett, you were saying something.
No, I was just saying that even if, like, when the day comes where you could just have automatic upgrades, I guess it would be like also an opt-in system where, as a user, you just consent to say, okay, for this specific app, I don't mind having it upgraded directly by the developer. But if, let's say, this app is really managing a lot of funds, you can also just say, okay, I want to make sure myself, because I have a business running that is that has a lot of funds involved in that contract, so I cannot just allow this developer to just upgrade to whatever they want, which is a great way, actually, I think, of outsourcing. If you're a bank, you're not developing your own contract or code or whatever, then you can just allow another company to develop that thing. You push, they push it, and then you allow yourself the time as much as you want to review that code, check that everything is fine, and then only upgrade when you want, not when they decide they want to have you update the code.
Of course, absolutely. And it can also be sort of, I guess, configured accordingly, like security updates can have a separate standard. The other upgrades, feature upgrades, can have a separate standard. Patches can have something, and so on. But yeah, that would be like really, really cool to have. All right, let's get back to maybe Abstract, and if you can tell us about how do you see Abstract MiFi, and what is it about?
Yeah, thanks. So Abstract MiFi. Well, let's talk about DeFi first, and let's talk about how we went from CeFi to DeFi. So in CeFi, we have these major centralized banks. We have these major finance platforms that are custodians of our funds, and they give us permission to move our money. We give our money to them, and they're like, cool, all right, we'll keep it safe for you, but anytime that you try to do something with it, we will give you permission. And if we don't like what you do, then we won't let you move your money. And in DeFi, we build financial applications on public blockchains, on this public infrastructure, with these magic things called smart contracts that form dApps. And of course, smart contracts have open code that have deterministic execution. And this allows for applications to manipulate funds in a way that gives all the power back to the users. And so as a user, when you use a blockchain or a decentralized application, you are always in control of your funds. And you can move your money wherever you want, and you're innocent until proven guilty. Like, that's one of the cool things I really like about blockchains, is that it flips the model on its head. Instead of, like, you're guilty until proven innocent, where they can block your bank transfer and until you give them information, blockchains just enable everything to go through. And because it's permanently there, there's a permanent record of it, you can retroactively be convicted of your financial crimes if you actually did do something bad. But by default, you're innocent. And that's pretty beautiful in my eyes. And so with this DeFi, we have amazing applications that we use. However, a lot of them are custodial applications, where we take our funds that are in our wallet and we send them to a smart contract that may perform a strategy on those funds. And this is all well and good until there's a point where that smart contract gets hacked. That dApp gets hacked, like the Mango Markets hack or any of the DeFi hacks that we've seen in the last like 5-6 years of these smart contracts with a tiny vulnerability, because writing Solidity assembly is hard, or, you know, any of the other issues that are with smart contracts and missed audits. And this really sucks, because not only are there smart contract hacks, but there's also instances where the dApp developers themselves rug their users. They establish the user's trust. They're like, okay, cool, use my DeFi application. They let users put their funds in their app, and then they rug them, because, you know, that's just how the world is. And the only reason that they were able to do that is because they were in control of this custodial service. They were in control of a contract that holds your funds as a user. This is not like truly decentralized finance. This is just like the centralized financial system just built on top of blockchain in a more public and open manner. And we don't have the protections of the bank being like, oh, you can't see our code. And so like, the risks are kind of amplified, because you're putting like this untrusted third party in control of your funds instead of a trusted party, which would be the banks, you know, as most people trust banks. So with MiFi, this is a new era of decentralized finance, where we move away from this like usage of public custodial applications to personal financial applications and personal infrastructure that you run, where you're in control of the applications that you use, you're in control of the financial strategies. All of it is non-custodial, meaning that you are always, you know, touching your funds. It's like the era of, it's like self-hosting your own cloud compute, almost. Like, if you have your own server rack, you can self-host a bunch of cloud computing programs, and no one can take that away from you. Like, you are responsible for everything that happens, but it is yours. It is fully sovereign. And so with MiFi, with abstract accounts, every single application that you use is installed and owned by you and fully in your control, and it is non-custodial. And so this is truly my finance, because it's about me. It's about my finances and about me. And there is one thing I wanted to say that I am blanking on right now. Yes, it's about my finances. And come back to me, because it'll pop back into my head. But yeah
okay. While you're looking for it, let me play the devil advocate. Okay, well, this contract is yours, but then governance can just also just remove your funds, right? Because governance holds.
Yes, but that's true of any smart contract or service.
No, true. So I think this is actually good, because it moves also the contract development trust from the developer themselves to governance. So everything. So if you get rugged or hacked, you will be rugged by the whole chain, not by a small subset of users of developers that build something on that chain, which I think is a very good, a very big step. Because now, if I build some whatever contract, shady contract, I can rug users. Now I need all the chain to be agreeing together to rug these users, which is a very big big step.
Yes, absolutely. And I remembered my next point, and it's on the developers. So not only does this give users more control over their finances and all of their DeFi operations, but this also saves the developers an incredible amount of costs. Like, when you develop a DeFi application in the traditional world, you have to spend like tens of thousands of dollars, upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars on legal fees to make sure that you use the right wording and that you can sell your product to the users, because you're developing a custodial application. So almost every single instance of a DeFi application is built outside of the US, and it cannot be given to US users because it could be a security, or it like does something like that the US deems illegal. But now with MiFi, developers are now software producers. That's probably the wrong word. Software producers instead of custodial finance or financial custodians. And so this means that, software providers is what I was going for. Yeah, software providers. And so this means that you can develop whatever application that you want, and you are just giving access to the code to allow users to do what they want with the code. And you're never touching the user's funds. Yes, you may receive some fees from it, as you can bake those in directly from the contracts, but you're not touching users' funds, meaning that your company is not legally liable for anything that happens with those contracts. And so thousands of dollars saved for end developers as well.
Fair enough. And so,
yeah.
Sorry, go on, Kerr.
Go ahead.
Now, I was gonna break away from there into say I can sort of do similar things in other applications or protocols as well, right? Like there's Anchor protocol, there's Cato Money. But how will we sort of draw differences from there?
Do you mean the strategies used by Carrot App versus, or Carrot Savings versus like Anchor protocol?
Yeah, I mean, from a user perspective, when they look into these two applications or more, for that matter, why would somebody use Carrot as compared to these already published applications?
Yeah, I think from a go ahead.
I'll let you go ahead. I was just making a clever comment.
Yeah,
go ahead.
From a user perspective, for now, the Carrot is not providing lending. It's providing liquidity providing. So pretty much, if you go there, you would just put some funds. These funds would be swapped against some USDC, blah, blah, blah. And then these funds would be just providing for the USDC XLR, so Noble XLR liquidity pool on Osmosis. But then in the future, there's also, we're integrating Mars protocol for lending, but we're also bringing more liquidity pools there. So more positions to hold, and also IBC stuff across to get more strategies. But like from a user perspective, why you would use these kind of products and not the others? Well, first, I think the regular user is more aware of security because we know what happened with many things. The regular user knows that it is safer, maybe does not understand why exactly it is safer, but the leading opinion says, okay, this is actually safer, and then people just trust the experts, let's say. But the other thing is that because of, there's also another point for users, not just security. It's also ease of use, because when you interact with let's say Anchor protocol, every time you need to execute something or do something, I need to check my because I have a regular wallet, I don't have an abstract account. So every time I need to wake up at night, check my position: is it gonna be liquidated or not? Is it gonna be this or no? It is stressful. Also, every day I want to auto compound or I want to whatever, do something with my position. I need to do so much stuff every day. I need to micromanage my finances. And this is not something you want to do. Like if we have smart contracts, let's just use them. We have programs. Why am I doing this stuff manually? I don't want to go every day and do these actions and sign messages and do all this stuff. If I have a smart contract, well, I install the app. It does the stuff for me. I'm not going to work for the app. The app needs to work for me. The carrot needs to work for me. And I don't need to work for the carrot. Yeah, sure.
All right. The carrot needs to work for me. Yeah, Abshak, you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, sure. I thank you for the elaboration, guys, or Carrot. And to just clarify exactly what the Carrot app is doing, it's performing a strategy on your USDC. And this could be a variety of strategies that are available within the Carrot app. So right now we're in V1. And V1 just is a wrapper, a contract wrapper around a stable swap, a concentrated liquidity stable swap pool on Osmosis. And this can achieve very high APR by providing a very, very tight liquidity band. And in V2 of this app that is in progress, you can switch between multiple different strategies, like one of those being using Mars or Kujira or Nolis or any of these money markets, using the interchain capabilities of abstract accounts. And in the future, we'd like users or developers to be able to publish their own strategies that can be performed on these stablecoins that people would be able to use directly within the Carrot Savings app without thinking about like all the craziness that's happening underneath. And the cool thing is that we can create balancers for each of these strategies to optimize the yield for the risk that the user is willing to take. Because of course, there is some risk to some of the yield opportunities in Cosmos. I don't know if you remember DGenBox, but like you were able to loop UST and MIM. And you can theoretically achieve a similar looping with USK and USDC right now in Cosmos, but no one is really doing it. And this would be considered a high-risk strategy because it would use a lot of leverage. But this would be able to be offered to users as a high-risk strategy, and you might want to allocate 10% of your portfolio to this. And so with the Carrot app, it's going to allow for dynamic allocation of your funds to multiple different strategies, maximizing your yield and minimizing your risk, all while being fully non-custodial.
Beautiful. I think you mentioned something in between that developers or people in general would be able to deploy their own strategies. How complicated is that?
How complicated is it? Well, it's as
easy or complicated.
Yeah. Well, it's as easy as like ABC, I suppose. And you can use. We have a lot of templates, or we will publish a template for creating a strategy to be used for stablecoins in the Carrot app. You write the strategy, you publish it, you validate it on testnet, and then it's available to end users once you've published it. And not only that, you can get the proceeds directly to your abstract account. Your abstract developer account has a namespace just as you would on GitHub or NPM or like Docker Hub, and all of the proceeds and all of the profit from your strategy would go directly to your user account. And super duper easy.
Beautiful. So I think this can also be a very, like, really, really good for the gig economy from the developer side. I mean, they can just keep developing strategies and helping out people and probably make money on that.
Yeah. They can develop strategies and help out the users by giving them higher yield opportunities, though they can also build on top of the existing strategies. So all abstract modules are, unlike an SDK that is very popular for blockchains that must not be named, is highly composable. And changing the API or the interface of one module will not break another module. We have a robust dependency management system that allows for resolution of these dependencies on chain and in multiple different testing environments. And that means that if you change one line of a core module, it's not going to break three other modules, because we have clear separation of responsibilities with a convention set by abstract for modular development. So that means that you can take existing strategies and you can build more products on them. You can build yield-bearing escrow accounts. You can build yield-bearing staking reward aggregators. You can build really anything on top of this. And I'm really excited to see the kind of the explosion of development that we saw in the Terra days with UST, with AUST being widely available and widely used by a multitude of applications across the Terra ecosystem because it was a yield-bearing asset. And now with a yield-bearing account, you can also mint a yield-bearing asset against that, like allowing for incredible flexibility for the new applications that could be built on top of this. So back to you.
Yeah, now this one's very interesting. Obviously, users can build, but okay, so if I want to build, how do I get started or where do I go? How do I build on top of, let's say, Carrot app or abstract modules for that matter?
Yeah, definitely check out docs.abstract.money on getting started. You can find that easily also on our landing page if you just click start building, abstract.money. Or if you just want to use the Carrot app, you can just go to carrotsavings.com and you can sign up for the email waitlist right now to get early access and early access to the app and maybe some other perks.
Awesome.
But okay, now, one thing to mention that the Carrot is not, now it's only available for some internal use, but we're still doing some checks and last bits before we release it. So it's still, you can sign up for the with the email, but not yet. You can't fund it and you can't use it yet.
All right, that's a good disclaimer right there. Okay, so finally, what do we see as the future of Carrot app? You mentioned there's a V2 coming soon. Once this goes off, and what can we expect after that?
Yeah, so what you can expect then is that, as I mentioned earlier, the Carrot will actually manage your the funds that you put on your account, and not like on your abstract account. So not the funds that your wallet, not the funds that you give in the wallet to the Carrot. So no OFZ anymore. More strategies, interchain things, Mars protocol, landing, borrowing, and that's the V2.
Awesome.
What was that?
I was just trying out this noise. I thought it would be like more like a confetti thing, but it sounded more like a trumpet. All right. Nice. Okay, so if anybody has any questions that they would like to ask or any thoughts they would want to share with the rest of the group, feel free to just request to speak and join us here. Anything else that we should be knowing about from Abstract or Carrot Savings on this topic?
Definitely join our Discord. Link is in the Abstract SDK description. Yes. Okay, I have an announcement that's kind of parallel to or perpendicular to what we've been talking about. Though Abstract is sponsoring the Celestia and Rollkit hackathon, and there are prizes to be won for building a social media platform on top of Abstract using the concepts of MiFi, where users would have to install the application that you develop on their own accounts to get access to the social media platform. And this allows them to have a fully customized experience while leaving them in full control of their own data and their own experience. And so if you're an aspiring CosmWasm developer or you have a crazy idea, go ahead and check out the Celestia Bazaar hackathon look at the Rollkit and Abstract track. So that's about it.
Awesome. So So finally, we come to the end of this Twitter space. If nobody has any questions, we can probably start wrapping up.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you. Thank you so much for moderating, Ani. And thank you for joining us today, Mr. Carrot.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Carrot. And thank you, Ashrag. And thank you, everyone, for joining, listening in. Cheers, and have a good day ahead.
Yeah, cheers.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye. Happy Easter.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payment. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting honest. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats. Tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Terror Spaces.